Well, now a very special feature here on KMZU and Curly Radio, Malcolm Elmore, and a lot of you have probably heard already, but Malcolm has been signed by the New York Giants and has a great opportunity to play in the NFL. And Malcolm, congratulations. I know a lot of people around here are very proud of what you're doing and who you are, and great opportunity for you to have a chance to make it on the big stage in the NFL.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, like you said, being around here, like a small town guy, it's awesome to see all the support from my town and all the surrounding towns. I got been reached out to, congratulated by pretty much every single town around.
Well, let's go back and talk about your high school career. You played for the Higginsville Huskers, played for Steve Cook, a very good high school football coach, and you graduated in 2016. Had a pretty good career, had some good teams during your 4 years at Higginsville, didn't you?
Yep. My career, I only lost 5 games total.
Well, that's pretty good, and I know you guys made it to the state semifinals your senior year, ran into Lamar. They're pretty tough, aren't they?
Yeah, they pretty much dominated the scene for many years. It was just a bad year to run into them, but I think we had a really good team that year. It was just unfortunate.
Okay, and then let's talk about your college career. You go to Central Methodist, you become an Eagle down there, and you really had some good years. During the last several years, you all really turned that Central Methodist program around. Much tougher team than they had been in some past years.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I actually ended up leading the team every year that I started in interceptions, so coming into our senior year, I could just feel we had a really good squad because we stayed the summer together. We built up team chemistry, and you could just feel the team getting better together. So I knew that year we were going to be something special, and we actually ended up having the best year for our head coach like that he's had since he's been there.
Let's take a step back in time. Let's go back about a year. A year ago this spring, probably maybe the biggest event that got you headed towards your NFL career. You went to a tryout, an NFL tryout, and talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it was a pretty nerve-wracking thing. They invited all the NAIA juniors around the state of Missouri who were pretty highly profiled, and they had us come in, and we took the Wonderlic exam, and we ended up running the 40. And whenever I ran the 40, they kind of looked, the two scouts who were running it kind of looked at each other, and they did a little double take, and they asked me if I could run it again to make sure they got their time right. So I went over there, I ran it again, ran it at almost an identical time. So that really what set the stage for me.
So that's probably the thing that got you noticed, although you had a good career before that, and people knew you were around, but that got you going. And I guess after that, after you had that 40 time, and you told me you ran the 40 in 4.42 seconds, that's a great time. Your senior year, which was last year at Central Methodist, you had a lot of attention from quite a few NFL people, didn't you?
Yeah, I've actually probably visited every single, at least twice a week by a different scout who was coming to watch me practice or coming to talk to me, try to get to know me.
And so you had almost all the NFL teams, and they'd come watch practice and they'd talk to you. Was that a little bit disruptive during your senior season, just knowing you were getting all that attention?
If anything, I'd say it was probably exciting. I don't think it really distracted me. It was kind of good for us. I got my teammates. They're excited to see it. They're excited for me. I think it was more exciting than anything. Whenever I see a scout at practice, I'd get the best out of my teammates, which would just in turn make all of us look better.
Now, this past spring, we had the NFL draft. So did you feel like you were going to get drafted by one of the NFL teams?
I knew there was a chance that I could get drafted in one of the later rounds because a lot of the scouts had talked to me, telling me like I could possibly be a late-round guy. If not, I was going to be a high-priority free agent, which I ended up being by the Giants. Probably a minute after the draft, they called my agent and were wanting to sign me.
So that's going to be my next question. How were you notified? Did you get a call? Did you get a letter? How'd you find out you had the opportunity to be signed by the Giants?
I said, like, it was probably like not even a minute or two after the draft that my agent called me and said, welcome to New York. Because he's from New York. He called me and said, welcome to New York. You're going to be a New York Giant. You know, that was enough for me. I was excited, albeit. I knew I was a high-priority free agent for a few teams, but I think the Giants was one of my top pick, so it worked out perfectly.
Malcolm, how long have you had an agent?
I've had an agent ever since I finished my last game of college.
So you've had an agent since your final football game. As you get that call from your agent that you got the opportunity to be a New York Giant, what went through your mind?
It was so surreal. was a dream come true. It was something that I feel like I've been working my whole life for. I ran upstairs to tell my dad. He was excited. I came, went in to tell my mom. She was jumping for joy. It was pretty awesome. It was something that I've always dreamt of, hearing those words. And even now, sometimes I think about it, it still doesn't seem real.
I had a chance to talk with your high school football coach, Steve Cook, and Steve thinks an awful lot of you. And didn't just talk about your football ability. He talked about the kind of person you are, talked about you were a good athlete in other sports, and also said you were a very good student. So that had to play a big role in your being drafted too, I'd think.
I think one of my main benefactors was whenever I got to talk to the scouts, I think I was really able to impress them. Like, they'd come see me practice, but then afterwards when they'd try to talk to me, get to know me, I think I was able to leave a good impression on all of them.
And you graduated from Central Methodist. What was your major, Malcolm?
I actually double majored in math and computer science.
You got that to fall back on, and we'll just see where things go in the NFL. And you know, you've been signed by the New York Giants. Normally, they put rookies through training camps during the summer, all types of things. But with a COVID-19 situation out there, this has been different. So I guess most of your time, you've had to work out on your own, haven't you?
This has been almost all voluntary workouts and all voluntary meetings. So there's a lot of responsibility on us, which I like. This is a little bit different, but I'm excited still.
And talking to Coach Cook, he indicated that the Giants actually sent you quite a bit of training equipment to set up at your house to help get you ready.
They make sure we had whatever we needed to. We're coming to camp in shape, so yeah, they took care of me.
When do you report to the Giants?
As of right now, it's July 22nd.
So you report on July 22nd. Now, do they bring the rookies in early, or do you come in with everybody else?
We do come in a couple days early. We'll come in the 22nd, and everyone else is either going to come in the 23rd or the 24th.
How are things looking for the Giants this year? Have they signed some good prospects, some good rookies, got a lot coming back? What's your forecast?
Getting to talk to all the guys, you can just tell everyone's excited. I think it's going to be a real good year. Everyone's building camaraderie, so I think we got something special.
I bet you can't wait to get out there and get started.
You could not come quick enough.
And we mentioned you played cornerback at Central Methodist. Is that the plan, as far as you know, in the NFL, to put you at one of those corners?
Right now they got me at the corner position. I'm also trying to learn the nickel, too, so I can be as diverse as possible.
And you've got the corners covering those top receivers, and that's a tough position. Puts a lot of pressure on you, doesn't it?
That's probably the hardest position on the field. It gets the most attention to, because you know everyone else could mess up, but the person that gets noticed is the corner that's giving up a deep pass. So I got to make sure I'm always locked in and on my A game.
Talk about some of your family members. Your dad, Bert Elmore, I remember Bert. He played for the Higginsville Huskers back in the early to mid-70s. He was a pretty good football player. He held the Higginsville rushing record.
Yeah, he held it for a long time, 40-something years, I believe. I'm not for sure exactly for sure on that, but yeah, it didn't get broke until 2010-ish.
He was the real deal. I remember that. He's a great guy. And then you have a brother and a sister, your brother Marcus, your sister Mariah. They were also good athletes. Talk about them a little bit.
My brother, he played football, basketball, and track. Was a stud running back in football, just like my dad. And then my sister, she played basketball, softball, and track, and actually runs track in college at UCM and is dominating. She dominated in high school, probably has every single track record that is possible.
And I know they're special. And I had a chance to talk to your mom, Kara, the other day, and she sounds like a very special person also.
She's definitely the rock behind everything that I do. She's the why I am who I am. The way she's worked her whole life and instilled that work ethic in all of us is why I'm in the position I'm in.
Well, we mentioned a few minutes ago you did graduate from Central Methodist this past spring, and you had a nice graduation party earlier this summer, and I understand a lot of your former teammates, classmates, coaches, some of those folks came back, and I know that was special, and I know the whole town of Higginsville is pretty excited about what you're doing.
It was pretty neat to get to see everyone come back and see just how much support I have. Just to know everyone is supporting me is just awesome.
Malcolm, I know all of us around here are very excited, very proud of you. And I guess one more question I'd ask you. You've been so successful, not only as an athlete, but as a student and as a person all the way around. What advice would you give to young athletes for them to do things that have made you so successful?
Just make sure you keep your head down and always try to stay as level-headed as possible. When things get exciting, to try not to get too excited and get too overwhelmed where you lose track of what's important. And, you know, when things go wrong, just keep your head level and don't get too down on yourself, because that'll throw you off too. So that's always been my goal, to stay as level-headed as possible, not get too high or get too low.
Well, until you're very well motivated, also very well grounded, you do things the right way. And again, we're very proud of you. Congratulations again, and look forward to following your career and as you head through your NFL experience. And go Giants.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, go Giants.